Christmas and our community connection brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedic Center of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And on a community connection this morning, I get the opportunity to talk things over with Walt Brinker. He is an author and, authority on roadside survival. We've talked with him before, but he has published a book, at least one that I know of, because I have it sitting on my bookshelf at home, and an opportunity for us to get some tips this time of year. Walt, thank you first so much again for connecting with us this morning. I understand you are on the road someplace about to enter New York State, if I recall. Good morning.
Yes, that's right, Charlie. Good morning.
And nice.
I was visiting. I was with my son up in Boston for Christmas, and we're heading back home to North Carolina. I've driven 196 miles this morning already, and we're about to go into New Jersey, going south.
Well, that should be a nice trip for you. At just the times that I was in that part of the country, you should see some nice scenic routes. And I don't know the weather for you, but it's almost any, other than rainy, snowy day on the highway can be a good day. You are a published author, and we've spoken several times about roadside survival, and I know that you frequently will pull over and help someone that is apparently in need, whether it's somebody that looks like they may have a flat tire or maybe something more serious, but you also have some tips for us on how to avoid those roadside problems just by packing a small kit in the car and doing a lot of checks periodically before we leave home. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right. I believe it, and you can prevent most of that stuff if you take a few precautions. And I'd like to speak about that during this talk this morning sometime.
That sounds great. We'll do that. And so part of it is just, I'll say, regular maintenance on the vehicle, whether it's a do-it-yourself maintenance or a professional. In general, most professionals probably will know what to look for and probably do a better job than you and I, because you know what to look for and when to look for it and how to look for it. But I think many typical consumers would say the professional might do a better job.
Well, there's about a lot of folks don't even think about this until they get caught short on the highway someplace. But I'd like to rattle off a few numbers here, which may illustrate my case. There's something like 200 million drivers on the highway these days, and every year AAA receives about 30 million calls for assistance. They had 33 in 2017. That's just a small fraction of the total breakdowns. I estimate that probably four times that many people actually break down. And there's also... There's an outfit called the NTSA that monitors crashes. They keep track of accidents around the country. And they estimate there are about 5.8 million crashes of all types annually. So breakdowns are at very least five times as likely as crashes. I estimate the ratio is more like 20 to 1 based on that small number from AAA. So it's really not a matter of when you're going to break down. It's a matter of when, where, and how often. I believe that drivers can reduce the chances they'll have a breakdown in the first place. It becomes granted by doing a few things that make sense. Some folks say, why should I worry about breakdowns? I'll just call a commercial assistance company XYZ and go that way. Well, I don't knock them. Most of them are pretty good. But the fact is that their arrival on site isn't always timely in the first place. And they do a good job around the cities where they have their offices and they use their people and use their vehicles and their equipment. But the problem happens between the cities out there in the hinterlands where they subcontract to work out the people who often don't know what they're doing. And that's where the problems start to come in.
It does.
So
I think...
that's why...
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Walt. I'm sorry.
So I was saying, that's the big rationale for it is you don't really need it until you need it, and then the commercial guys may not be the answer. So getting into some specifics here in numbers, about 75% of people I've stopped for, and I've stopped for well over 2,000, and the book is entitled Roadside Survival, low-tech solutions to automobile breakdowns. And I've got a website, it's roadsidesurvival.com, which has all the stuff I'm going to talk about now in it and much more. But about 75% of all the people I stop for have had a tire-related problem. Either the tire's blown out, they've had a regular old flat tire, or they've lost a tread. The remaining 25% run out of gas. The engine overheats. The engine just cuts off and will not restart, usually due to a loose battery clamp or a bad battery or a bad alternator. And so there are many, if we're going to look at the scene statistically, the way to start is look at how to prevent tire problems, because tires are by far the most common problem. But even more fundamental than that is listen to your car. It'll talk to you. It'll tell you when it's about to fail. Your job is to listen to it and act. How does it talk to you? Well, wheel vibration, mushy handling, pulling to one side. Those are all signs of a low tire, because a low tire is going to have more rolling resistance and tend to tug you to the left or to the right, whichever side it's on. And then weak engine starts, or dim lights, or chirping when you try and start your car. These are all indicators of an electrical problem. Most likely, it's nothing more than a loose battery clamp. That's right. 50% of the time, that's it. The other 50% is a combination of a bad battery or a bad alternator. But the loose battery clamp is so common. Pay attention to your gauges. The temperature gauge ought to read not much more than 40% of the way between cold to hot. Any more than that, you need to get it to a mechanic and have them find out why and fix it. Warning lights, including low fuel, the battery light, and low tire pressure. I can give you an example. If we had more time, I would. I can give you an example of each of those where the person just ignored the warning light and they got in trouble. You know, so for Pete's sakes, if the warning light comes on, pay attention and do what it tells you to do. Then you have unusual noises from wheels, brakes, engine, transmission, and funny odors. All of which are telling you, get me to the doctor. In other words, get me to a mechanic.
Right. So some of those are, like you said, are preventative maintenance. If you have a tire that is pulling one direction or the other, or doing that little bounce thing as you do it down the road, particularly at highway speeds, those are typically, at least as I think of it, a lack of just getting into routine maintenance, rotating the tires. They'll last a little bit longer, and getting tires balanced in front end alignment at least once a year just kind of makes good maintenance sense. And you get somebody that gets to look at the tires, besides when you and I walk by the car just long enough to say, yeah, they're still there, and we open the door and get in.
Yeah, well, every about 5,000 miles, I take my car in, and I advise this for others also. Take your car into the place where you bought the tires and have them do a, and when you buy the tires, you need to pay a little more and get a service warranty, which lets you do it every 5,000 miles, and they will remove the wheels from your car. They will spin balance them. They'll inspect them for problems which may be coming, which may include unusual wear, which may indicate that an alignment is needed, alignment job is needed to fix out of alignment cars, and then they'll spin balance the tires to get them all in balance. They'll put them back on your car. And if you rotate the tires properly, I usually bring the front tires straight back and I cross the rear tires to the front. That way, over the life of the tires, they've been on every wheel of the car. So the wear and tear is uniform, and one tire doesn't wear out early, and you can replace all four tires at once when the time comes. That's the best way to be sure that your tires don't surprise you out there with an unusual or unprogrammed problem.
Well, and that's just one of the many things that we can do, just kind of routine maintenance. I had a friend that I went to high school with, and she told me recently that she had trouble with her car and found out that when she drove it into the maintenance shop that it was low 4 quarts of oil. I said to myself, how did it even manage to drive it in that well? But anyway, she did manage to get it into the truck, the shop, and apparently not serious damage done to the engine, but I have to believe it that she's shortened the life of the engine significantly by letting it get down that low on low four quarts of oil.
Oh my God, that's you're really flirting with disaster with that. Because engine oil is the lifeblood of your engine. If you don't have enough engine oil in there, the thing will just cook itself. It'll seize up because the cylinders will actually melt and they'll fuse with the walls of the cylinder, of the piston. I mean, so you always want to be checked. But every other time you get gas, check the oil level of your engine. Make sure it's between the two dots on there, and if it's significantly below at the top dot, add some oil so it's at the top dot on the stick there. But it's good to develop a habit of every time you get in your car, just kind of eyeball your tires so you don't get in there and start driving with some really low tires that will quickly lead to a blowout. Most blowouts are due to low tire pressure. And if you pick up a nail someplace and didn't know it overnight, and you come out the next day and don't check those tires out, start driving and the tire's low, you get on the freeway and it's going to blow out within a few miles. And then you got a big problem. You could lose control of the car. You could get hit by somebody else if you crash the car. So it's just better to do that.
And then I guess
it's awesome. Go ahead.
I was going to say, as long as you've got the engine open, or the hood open, rather, checking that oil, take a look at the battery terminals. Is there a little green fuzz growing on something somewhere? And and then grab those posts and just see if you can at least wiggle them a little bit to see if things are well connected.
That's right. If you can wiggle that post if you can wiggle the clamp on the post, that means that if you haven't had a problem yet with the electrical, you're going to have one pretty soon. And so the idea is to get all that crud off there, because that acts as an insulator. It's an insulator and blocks the transfer of juice from the battery to the ignition system. So you want to be sure that the battery terminals are all clean, and also that you cannot wiggle those the clamps on the post. And what you need to have there is in your just carry with you in your glove compartment or somewhere in your car where you can get to it, is a combination wrench. The range of sizes are from 8 millimeter to 13 millimeter, most are 10 millimeter. If you go to a car parts store, they'd be glad to sell you the correct size. For about $10, that'd be worth its weight in gold. So many times, it's nothing more than a loose battery clamp. Incredible.
We're talking.
Another time, I encountered a guy who ran out of gas, and I said, did you see the warning light come on? He says, oh, yes, I did, but I was talking to my girlfriend on the telephone, so I ignored it. Ran out of gas, another guy had a shredded right front tire. There were brand new tires on his car. He had a Lincoln Continental, and I asked him, "Well, did you see the? Was there any indicator that the tire was low?" He said, "Yes, I saw it, but the tires were new." So I figured I could just ignore that. So he obviously picked up a nail someplace, and even a new tire will go flat with a nail in it. And sure enough, it ran flat. Got to real low, then I just blew out and just shredded, and there he was.
Wow.
And a good example on the battery light is when the battery light comes on, what that means is that your alternator is no longer charging your battery. It means that the battery is discharging to make the engine run, but it's not being replenished with juice, so it's going to run out. And my experience is, once that light comes on, you've got about max 40 miles in the daylight without headlights on, to get your car to a shop before it stops running. At nighttime, it's even less because your headlights are gobbling up a lot of juice out of the battery also. So your priority needs to change immediately as the battery light comes on to get to a shop and have them check the electrical system. If you don't do that, you'll find yourself out on the freeway with a dead battery and you're out of luck.
Absolutely. We're talking with Walt Brinker. He is a published author on a book on roadside survival, and we'll talk a little bit about the book, how you can maybe get one for yourself and maybe one for a friend when we continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Spending a little bit of time on the telephone with Walt Brinker. Again, he is a published author and roadside survival expert. Some of the things we've been talking about, Walt, in one sense are pretty common sense, but of course you mentioned all those examples where, I saw the light, but I ignored it. Yeah, I saw the light, but I was on the phone. And I'm sure a lot of those stories are the reason that you have eventually found that person on the side of the road as opposed to in the maintenance shop.
That's right. Incidentally, I was out back in 2014, in fact, the date was June 27th, 2014. I was driving north from toward Tulsa. I was on the Indian Nation Turnpike, and I encountered a lady with a horse trailer, and that one of the trailers on the tire, on one of the trailer's tires had blown, and she couldn't change the tire, so I changed the tire for her. So I was in your neck of the woods not that long ago, and I was able to do somebody some good out there. But, maybe we'll talk for a second about how to be able to handle a breakdown if you have one. And the most likely cause will be a tire breakdown, will be a tire flat. But there are a couple of examples I'd like to give real quick here, which illustrate if you're going to put your money on a few selected tools to do it. I teach a driver's ed class to my local community college. And about 2 months ago, I had 9 teenagers in 9 different vehicles. We have 2 hours indoors where we summarize my book, and on a different day we do hands-on in the parking lot. And during that session, we had 9 vehicles, and when it came time to change the tire on their vehicle with their tools, 9 out of 9, the nuts were on too tight to get them loose. So they had to borrow my cheater bar to loosen the lug nuts on that wheel to change the tire. And then when it came to the spare tires themselves, 8 of the 9 spare tires were flat. It had almost no air in them at all, which means it's useless. So those numbers, to me, are a great big old flashing red light. You know, be sure that you get loose the lug nuts on your wheels, and be sure that your spare tires, if you don't have enough air in them, be sure that you carry on board a 12-volt compressor so you can pump them up in case you do have a flat tire. Because 80% of the flat tires I see out there on the road are either flat or they have too little air to be used. And so you do the math, you figure 3/4 of all my assists are for tires. 80% of those cases have a flat spare tire. That means 60% of all those thousands of assists I've done have involved a flat or low spare tire.
Wow.
It is so common. So common. So for Pete's sakes, if you don't check your spare tire with your other tires about every month as a minimum, and for sure before you go on a trip, have a 12-volt compressor in your car, you can reflate that thing. It's just going to be flat.
And those are relatively small, girlfriend, that fit in on the corner of many trunks or on the back of a car someplace in case you have an SUV. Doesn't take up a lot of room, and you're going to help yourself or somebody else if you come along someone that needs that device. Those are just some of the tips that are in your book. And you sent me a book to review the first time that we talked on the air several years ago, and it fits in the glove box of most cars. It's something you can have with you, and kind of a step-by-step guide on how to diagnose or repair a lot of these things you run across.
You know, Charlie, a lot of folks say, well, I'll just get the book and I'll stick it in the glove compartment, and when I have a flat tire, I'll whip it out and save myself. That's the wrong approach. The correct approach is to get the book and then read it, you know, kind of read it carefully, and then pick up a few of the goodies that I suggest you get and have those goodies in your car, and so then put the book in your glove compartment. When you have a flat tire or have a problem, you whip it out and you can refresh your memory on what you should do, and you have the right tools to take care of it. That's the way to go. Stick it in your glove box and wait for the problem to happen, then whip it out.
What a good idea. Walt, again, the name of the book, I know it's available on booksellers, Amazon, and of course, a lot of the places, stores, actually mom and pop, brick-and-mortar stores that sell books, or they could order it if they don't have it. The name of the book, Guide to Roadside Survival.
The name of the book is Roadside Survival, subtitle is Low-Tech Solutions to Automobile Breakdowns. And the best place to get it really is Amazon. You get it Amazon, you can get Barnes & Noble online. You can't get it. It's not on the shelves there, but it's online. Or you can go to my website, which is roadsidesurvival.com, and there are several pages there. One of the pages tells you exactly how to get the book. You just click on the links. It'll take you right there.
Well, Walt, thank you very much for your time. We've been talking now for about 20 minutes, and at least so far you haven't had to pull over and help somebody, but you are a white knight of the roadways. If you run across somebody that looks like they're in trouble, you're willing to stop by and help them out and send them on their way. And thank you so much for sending us on our way to pleasant driving conditions if we heed what you have for us this morning.
Well, you're welcome, Charlie, and for me, it's therapeutic to get out and do that. You know, I remember Christmas of 2016, I went to my son's house, and for Christmas morning, we went through the standard drill on Christmas morning. And as I sat there and watched my grandchildren have such a great time, I started feeling a little sorry for myself, thinking back many, many years when I was a youngster, and my parents were so vibrant, young, and everything. Of course, they've both passed by now. I started feeling sorry for myself, and I had to leave the room, so I ruined it for the rest of them. When I got home, I said, I'm going to fix this. So I got my car, went out on the interstate, and had two great assists. And that just took the Christmas blues away on the spot. So for me, I do that just to stay up, and it works for me fine.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it, and I will send people to your book for some more information. You're just starting to get a poor signal on your cell, so we're going to call it a halt, and we'll talk again sometime in 2019. Walt Brinker with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. More on the way. We'll check news from CBS coming up in just a bit on 1400 K1.
A few scattered showers possible for our Wednesday morning across northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas. Primarily cloudy skies today and pretty mild. Low